Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in the book of Ephesians. We have just learned the preeminence of Christ and the prominence of His church, and how His church, while it reaches into every culture and every ethnicity, does not create cultural churches, Gentile or Jewish churches. On the contrary, we are united in Christ. And so while Paul in evangelism would head off to the marketplace to get the Gentile, would go to the synagogue to get the Jew, and he understood where to start with the Jew, and he understood where to start with the Gentile in communicating the gospel. Once they came to Christ, there was neither circumcision nor uncircumcision. We are one in Christ, who is our circumcision, the one who cut away our sin record and nailed it to the cross and cut away our sinful heart and gave us a new heart. We've been justified. We've been regenerated. We are one in Christ. Now, having said that, in Ephesians 2, verses 11, down all the way to verse 18, he now finishes out the chapter with this glorious summation of the majesty of salvation by grace and the unity that comes even as our diversity is affirmed. Our unity is declared prominent to the praise of God. Here's how he concludes this wonderful statement of this multiracial, multiethnic, multicultural church that now has one culture. It's Jesus. One creed, His Word. One direction, the preeminence of the triune God revealed in Jesus Christ. The praise of our glorious God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. So here's what he says. And He, that is Jesus, He came and preached peace to you who were far off and peace to you who were near. For through Him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In Him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. First of all, he says, He came and preached peace to you who were far off. Now, far off is Bible code language for Gentiles. So Jesus came and preached peace to the Gentiles, and He came and preached peace to those who were near. That's code language for Jews. So you're neither Jew or Gentile in Christ. Christ came and brought the gospel to both of you. Now, by the way, you might think to yourself, now when did Jesus come and preach to any Gentiles or Jews at Ephesus? I mean, you go all over the gospels, you don't find that. When did He do it? Can I tell you when He did it? When Paul came and preached, Jesus came and preached. You see, when the preaching of the gospel takes place in the anointing of the Spirit of God, each and every Lord's Day, Jesus Himself begins to speak to the hearts of His people. Whether Jew or Gentile, black or white, rich or poor, male or female, young or old, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ brings you from death into life. And then we all have one Spirit, and we're all in His church, which is the testimony in the New Testament. The Old Testament temple, where the Shekinah glory of the Spirit dwelt, now is the gathered church in local situations where the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within His people. And He is now building His church throughout the whole world. One testimony. His church found in local manifestations where the Spirit of God dwells and united to one another by one Spirit who indwells us, one Savior who has redeemed us, so that we in a local area begin to unite around our love for Christ. But we must be built upon the Word of God. That's what it means when he says you're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. The prophets gave you the Old Testament. The apostles gave you the New Testament. And the Old Testament points to Christ, and the New Testament expounds Christ. That's why it says Christ, the cornerstone. Being built upon the Word of God, because the God of the Word, Jesus Christ, revealing the glory of the Father and the Spirit who is at work within us, becomes our hope and our salvation. Not our culture, but Jesus. And that is the prominence of Christ in the church, because the Christ is preeminent. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.